Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gann, Pops America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Wednesday, May 9th, 2007. Plenty of things to talk about today before we bring on our guests at 9 a.m. That will be Father Christopher Hunter, who will have a lot to tell us in regard to theology and history and political analysis. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press has recommended this gentleman. He's a very nice guy. And I think you'll enjoy listening to him between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning. Father Hunter and I were also chatting about a DVD that he has produced with Michael Hoffman. And when he comes on, I'll let him tell you more about what that DVD is all about. Michael Hoffman, by the way, is also somebody I'd like to get on this show at some point. We've talked about a little bit through email exchange. Have never really put that together, and hopefully maybe through this appearance on the part of Father Hunter, we'll eventually get Michael Hoffman on here as well. I know that many of you read Michael's news service, which is a very fine one, and he certainly would be a very fine addition to this show. Kurt Nimmo has a piece today, which I think fills in some blanks that we have all suspected in regard to the French election. If you turn to Kurt's site at Another Day in the Empire, which is at kurtnimmo.com, you'll find a piece entitled "Sarko Wins One for the Global Elite." Now that Nicolas Sarkozy has won the French election and appears to be the favorite of the French people, who are apparently as easily brainwashed as Americans, but of course with typical, if oft satirized, arrogant French elan, we can expect the idea of a supranational Europe previously rejected by the people of France to take center stage. Quote, "One thing that both candidates recognize is that Europe needs to be united to be influential on the world stage. The French referendum on the EU Constitution produced a shocking no in a nation that has always supported EU integration," opines Germany's Deutsche Welle. "It is a top priority to get the European bicycle rolling again," according to Pierre Luchet, Sarkozy's foreign policy advisor. "The differences between the candidates is more one of approach rather than substance, with Sarkozy being the better strategist," unquote. According to Leouche, how do you pronounce this guy's name, by the way? Leouche? We'll find out. Even the top dog socialists in France, quote, admit they'll vote for Sarkozy, unquote, as their primary focus is globalization. Ségolène Royal's big mistake, obviously, was her election campaign promise to seek a referendum on selling France and Europe out to the one-worlders. In 2005, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso described the French rejection as a very serious problem, quote-unquote, while insisting it was premature to say that the treaty is dead, quote-unquote. Indeed, Sarko in France, in league with Merkel in Germany and the European Commission, will keep pushing until the globalist superstate is firmly and irrevocably in place. In hindsight, it was really quite stupid to allow the French and Dutch people to vote on the dismantlement of their national sovereignty. In North America, slipping in world government by stealth is all the craze, most notably with the hush-hush creation of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America in 2005, a much less burdensome process than the European experience, as the people are methodically excluded. In fact, to this day, if you make noise about this exclusionary, indeed totalitarian process of world government by drib and drab and a cover of stealth, you're considered a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy nut, never mind the very real existence of the so-called NAFTA highway currently under construction in Texas, and a flurry of white papers and recommendations on creating under the cover of darkness a North America community, issued by the likes of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Canadian Council of Chief Executives, the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America, the Consejo Mexicano de Asuntos Internacionales, and other conspirators lurking in the shadows. Sarkozy's immediate task will be to make sure there are no more silly mistakes. One-world globalization remains unflinchingly on track. That's Kurt Nimmo talking to us today about what is going on with the election of Nicolas Sarkozy in France. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. We'll be back.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Christopher Hunter will be with us at 9 o'clock this morning to discuss matters historical, theological, and political. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press ran Father Hunter's name past me some time ago, so we managed to get that taken care of in regard to setting him up with us today to be on at 9 o'clock in the morning. And he has produced a DVD, I understand, with Michael Hoffman. But I would really like to see at some point, and I'm sure that Father Hunter will talk about that this morning, and maybe we can get Michael Hoffman on here, too, at a future juncture to talk about some of his own issues in regard to things related to world government and globalism and some of the Jewish questions and so forth and so on. But Michael or Father Christopher Hunter will be with us this morning at 9 a.m. You know, getting back to this Kurt Nimmo piece, Kurt is, of course, explaining to us why the international financial community is absolutely ecstatic over Nicolas Sarkozy being elected as the new president of France, that it involves a renewed attempt to grease the skids toward world government. You know, this is something that Kurt puts meat in the bones on in terms of explaining to the rest of us exactly what the meaning of this event is. I had pretty much figured it out, not that I'm some sort of a genius, but I do read the Jewish Telegraphic Agency bylines, in which they were absolutely ecstatic themselves over the fact that Sarkozy had been elected, and talking about how wonderful he was for the Israelis and how wonderful he was for the Jewish community and so forth and so on. And as I was reading through their editorial take on this French election, I thought to myself, well, this must mean that central banking has gotten its person in there. This is basically what Kurt Nimmo tells us with far more data today at Another Day in the Empire. If we go on and read what Kurt has to say in those last couple of paragraphs, again, he emphasizes that Sarkozy's immediate task will be to make sure that there are no more silly mistakes and that one world globalization remains unflinchingly on track. The European Commission believes that rightist Sarkozy offers a better plan for the revival of the European Constitution, which would be placed for voting in the Parliament, while Ségolène Royal wants to update the Constitutional Accord and hold another referendum, which causes a risk that the Constitution will not pass the referendum voting, Javno explains. Critics of Ségolène Royal consider she did not manage to adequately present her program and that she is not feisty enough to become the future president of France, while on the other hand, Sarkozy has showed more edge and feistiness, and his program was more substantial, unquote. In other words, Sarko was more effective than Royal at insisting France be rolled into the EU, never mind the opposition of a few million French citizens, and that's why he was selected to win, quote unquote, by the transnational business elite, the international bankers, the kings and queens and princes, and all their bought or compromised chancellors, prime ministers, ambassadors, secretaries of state ad nauseum. It certainly helps as well that enough people in France were bamboozled, as the Americans were bamboozled twice running, to put a dull shine of legitimacy on this phase of what will soon enough become one world tyranny and global slavery. I think Kurt Nimmo's piece pretty much says it all. You can find it at kurtnimmo.com today. Another Day in the Empire, according to Kurt. This one is entitled, Sarko Wins One for the Global Elite. And again, as you look at this entire situation, central banking wins, the Jewish lobby wins, the Israelis are happy. So quite clearly, the Wall Street Journal and the London Financial Times must be happy. And as you look at this whole business of world government, a couple of things come to mind here. One is that it seems to be absolutely unstoppable. There, from time to time, will be a glitch or a bump in the road somewhere where something transpires that doesn't fit the plan of the global elite, but they always seem to be able to adjust to those circumstances and eventually to get their person in and their agenda enacted. This would seem to be the case here with the election of Nicolas Sarkozy. The other thing that clearly emerges as a warning to us in the United States, where we confront this in terms of the next presidential election, is that when you're talking about globalism and you're talking about central banking and you're talking about one world government, there is no difference between the major party candidates in the United States, just as there is no difference ultimately between Nicolas Sarkozy and Ségolène Royal. Same agenda, same people behind it. They get to choose which of their two puppets is going to, in fact, be elected as the front person. For whatever reason, Sarkozy was elected, and Kurt Nimmo seems to believe that the reason for Sarkozy's election is that he's that much smoother in getting the agenda across. Not that it's a different agenda. He's just, in this particular instance, more suited, apparently, for the fast track to globalization that the central bankers and the Jewish lobby internationally want, and this is why he was elected. Who will the Nicolas Sarkozy be of the 2008 presidential elections in the United States? I don't pretend to know who that's going to be ultimately. Could be any one of three or four or five different people, but suffice it to say that when you look at Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards in the Democratic Party, or you're looking at Mr. McCain or Mr. Giuliani or Mr. Romney in the Republican Party, it does not matter, folks, who wins that election. It will be one of those five or six, undoubtedly. Whoever is selected by the global powers that be will be the Nicolas Sarkozy of the American election, and the agenda will have us hurtling ever more quickly toward full-blown world government. We're almost there now, but one suspects that maybe this election is going to put the frosting on the cake in terms of this whole global tragedy that's in the process of unfolding. So keep an eye on it. This is what's happening. We need to make whatever decisions and choices we can make in coming weeks and months to try and prepare ourselves for what seems to be the inevitable, keeping in mind that the sovereignty of God, as Franklin Sanders put it yesterday, is absolutely paramount in enabling us to maintain our hope and to maintain our sanity in the midst of what, temporally speaking, is a very grim situation. Talking about globalism, Daniel New is going to be on this show on Friday in the first 2 hours. Of course, Mark Glenn will join us in the last hour, as he always does on Friday. But Dan New will be on in the first couple of hours with me to talk about the Michael New case, his son's case, his appeal that was denied before the United States Supreme Court, and to thrash out for us all of the implications of this in regard to globalism. And, you know, if you look at what Dan New has written in his most recent commentary about his son's legal situation, it definitely underscores the fact that the American Republic would appear to be dead. About the only difference of opinion I get today among really constitutionally oriented people, of whom Dan New is one, is that there are those who think that the Republic is just about dead. There are those who think it's dead on arrival and has been dead on arrival for quite some time. That's a debatable point. People can argue that back and forth. But I think this Michael New case is an interesting juxtaposition with the Nicolas Sarkozy election in France. In the one case, you've got something that's on the front page of every newspaper in the world that quite clearly indicates that the globalist agenda is unfolding before our very eyes. In the Michael New situation, you're more likely to read about that in certain Paleocon and America First publications that are not seen by the general public, to even know who Michael New is or what the significance of his case has been since 1995. But Dan New is going to come on this show on Friday. We're going to chat about it for a couple of hours. I haven't had a chance to talk to Dan in quite some time, and I'm really looking forward to this. We used to talk periodically when I lived down here in Texas before, and we stayed in touch during all the years that I was in Philadelphia going to graduate school. And now that I'm back in Texas once again, I'm looking forward to renewing that friendship with Dan New on an ongoing basis, maybe having a couple of face-to-face conversations with him too, because he's always such a delightful person, not simply as far as the political insight that he brings to the process, but also the theological and biblical insight that Dan New brings to the table in regard to understanding the issues of the day. He's a very balanced person and has a very strong biblical faith that is oriented toward the traditional Reformed theology. And in this particular case, I'm sure that this is what has sustained him and what has sustained his wife, Suzanne, through all the travails that their son, Michael, has been through since 1995. But suffice it to say that we have a great deal to be thankful for, that the New family has been out there on the front lines fighting for you and for me to keep us free and to keep the forces of globalization away from us and to stand up for something that relates to constitutional principle. You know, this is something that comes back to me again as I was watching a little pro basketball last night. Got home from church, had the sad news that a young man who I've been visiting in the hospital occasionally in San Antonio had passed away at the age of 14, that there was going to be a funeral this week for him and a memorial service in which all of his family members were going to gather. Thinking about all that sad news driving home, I was at the same time contemplating things political, thinking about the Sarkozy election, thinking about some of the latest things I've learned through reading the books of Michael Collins Piper and Matthias Chang and Mark Glenn, and contemplating the ultimate meaning of my own life in regard to the way I would spend the remaining days of my life in regard to writing and speaking, in regard to standing for something, in regard to maybe sacrificing all kinds of things in order that larger objectives might be achieved. As I was thinking along those lines and coming into my apartment, I then turned on the television, watched a little bit of the basketball game to try and escape, found myself wondering why thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are more concerned with the Western Conference playoffs and the National Basketball Association than they are with world government, whether or not we retain our constitutional freedoms. I'll be back. This is Mark Dan Costa America coming to you from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back. This is Mark Ampos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Public Broadcasting Network. Father Christopher Hunter will join me at 9 o'clock this morning to talk about all kinds of things, political, spiritual, theological, and historical. Very much looking forward to that, and also to learning more about the DVD that I understand that he has co-produced or co-developed with Michael Hoffman. So that will be Father Christopher Hunter at 9 o'clock this morning. Eileen Fleming will be on tomorrow. If you don't know Eileen Fleming, I'll say more about her shortly in the broadcast this morning, but she'll be with us from 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to talk about all kinds of things related to globalism and world government. And then on Friday again, as I've already mentioned, Daniel New will be on with me for 2 hours talking about the latest developments in the Michael New case. And then Mark Glenn, of course, will join me for the last hour on Friday to give us a good summation of the week's issues and personalities and some of the things that we might expect in the days ahead. We have a caller, Jeff in Vermont. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
Good, sir.
I just was reading on the Nicholas Sarkozy, and he's getting, and if you read the Jerusalem Post this morning, he's getting an Israeli from the country of Israel to join his cabinet, and I thought that was quite interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's right in the Jerusalem Post. And this guy is Hungarian born, and he was in his wife's from Spain, and Nicolas Garza, he hasn't even really lived in France his whole life, and I just don't understand, you know, what are these people looking at when they're voting their elected officials in, you know, I mean.
Yeah, you know, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? And I think Kurt Nimmo makes the excellent point that there's a real connection between the apparent ignorance of many of the French voters and the ignorance of our own people in this country in regard to the fact that the international global establishment keeps going to the well with different people, and these different people keep getting into office in a fashion that is rather discouraging for those of us who actually try to think once in a while.
And I don't think it really matters if he's from Israel or from England or from Germany. It's you're hiring people to run your government that's not even from your government. You know, it kind of blows my mind, and it kind of makes me speechless how they just don't understand that concept. You know, there's no nationalism anymore. Now they just want to. It seems like it is designed, and like you said before, they're designing a one European government, and with no borders, no taxes. You know, and that's what they have in goal. And you're probably right. Nicolas Garzazi is the man to do the job, and he will try to unite Europe in that manner. It's just. It's kind of scary.
Well, it's very scary. And, you know, one of the things, Jeff, that comes to mind when you look at something like this is, you know, it used to be, you're probably not old enough to remember this, but in my case, I can go back to the 60s when as controlled as our press was at that time even, you could nonetheless occasionally find an alternative point of view somewhere, either in the electronic or print media. Now it's like you have this symphony that just seems to start playing on cue that results in a situation where whether you're looking at the London Financial Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Time and Newsweek, CNN, Fox News, they're all singing off of the same page when it comes to Sarkozy. And it's so orchestrated that it's just incredible that the American and French publics, to name two, can't step back from this and say, hey, you know, there's absolutely no shade or difference of opinion anywhere in the establishment media about this guy. Where is all this unanimity coming from? This looks conspiratorial. And yet, for so many members of the public, there's a passivity there that this just passes right by him.
And the people that watch the Western Conference with the San Antonio Spurs, those are the people that are in, you know, the NHL, the NFL, and Major League Baseball, those are the people that are just the sheeple that will follow the media because they don't pay attention. They want to watch their ESPN in the morning and see if the Yankees and Red Sox won. You know, they could care less, and it's designed for distraction like that. And I think sports is the best distraction there is because tell you the truth, this stuff really wasn't appealing to me when I first started looking into it. My dad got me involved, and, you know, and then I was like, wow, my life and my children's lives depend on this knowledge to learn and to teach my children so they will be equipped with the political awareness that they should be. But my friends and even my family members, it seems weird. They don't, you know, they rather watch the Red Sox, the Yankees, the San Antonio Spurs, Dallas Mavericks, they rather do that than have any clue what's going on in the world. And I think that's going to be the demise of our society.
I don't think there's any question about it. And it does seem that professional sports have become the opiate of the masses in this country. I stand guilty of this going back, not recently, but going back many, many years ago when I was a boy. I was telling a friend of mine last night who lives in my apartment complex. He's a San Antonio police officer, happened to drop in to chat with me. And we were discussing this whole business because I had the basketball game on. And it was striking to me that in my case, I know the names of probably every member of the San Antonio Spurs only because my parents watch this stuff. And when I come back, I'll finish my point on this, that at one time, I knew all the players and all the different professional leagues and associations. That was my whole world growing up. I think I missed a few things. Stay on the line if you got a chance. back. This is Mark Hand, Cross America on RBN, coming from San Antonio. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Mark Dan, Cross America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Christopher Hunter will join me at 9 o'clock this morning to talk about things political, cultural, theological, and spiritual. Very much looking forward to that conversation. We've been chatting with Jeff in Vermont about the fact that so many things that should be important to the people of France and the people of America, just to name two, don't seem to be that important. That we're majoring in minors, and one of the minors that we major the most in is professional sports. And I was just mentioning to Jeff before the break that I really stand guilty of this historically, not nearly as much today, thankfully, because I try to think once in a while today. But going back in my own autobiography, there was a time when I was interested in baseball, football, professional basketball, professional boxing. I was involved in track and field, and so forth and so on, and just had an amazing amount of knowledge about different professional sports. Jeff, you still there?
Yes, I am.
I was thinking about, as an example, a couple of nights ago, I'm in Borders Bookstore, And I'm looking at David Marinus's book on Vince Lombardi entitled When Pride Mattered. And the book has been out for a while in hardback. It's now out in paperback. And I happened to be in the paperback section and came across it once again. I was just leafing through some of its pages. And all of a sudden, all kinds of things came flooding back to me from the 1960s, including a lot of individual plays from the 1967 NFL title game between Green Bay and Dallas, including that last 69-yard drive where the Packers basically took the ball with four and a half minutes to play, took the ball down the field in 52 below temperatures and wind chill, scored at the very end of the game in what some folks believe was the most exciting football game ever played. That's certainly debatable, but it was one of them.
Certainly,
but I can remember all. What's that?
Certainly the coldest.
Yeah, certainly the coldest. But I remember as I was reading through the descriptions of the last plays in that drive, I could see those plays in my mind. I watched that on television. Bart Starr and Donnie Anderson and Chuck Mersine, all of the different things that happened in that final drive of 69 yards, Gail Gillingham's famous trap block on Bob Lilly that ended up setting up the winning touchdown, and so forth and so on. But that was 40 years ago. And, of course, as I was reading through this book and all these things were coming back to my mind, it suddenly hit me what a part of my universe all of that was four decades ago. Didn't matter whether it was the NFL or the American and National Leagues in baseball or professional boxing. I followed all of that stuff. I probably knew of every major sports personality in every major sport in this country, something about them. And at one level, it took me back to some good memories of my childhood. But by the same token, I thought to myself, you know, I could have spent part of that time as a kid studying a foreign language. I could have spent part of that time as a kid reading an occasional book written by somebody intelligent. So today, for example, I've got 10 books piled up in front of me here that I need to read in the next month just to keep up with what I'm trying to do with my show. You know, back in those days, I wasn't oriented toward thinking quite that way. And in many respects, it's a real shame because if I contrast myself now with what I was then, in many respects, I like myself better now. Now, I think there's a place for sports, certainly both in terms of physical health and in terms of entertainment. I'm not saying that all of that is bad, but I think what you and I are talking about this morning, Jeff, is an obsession, an individual and national obsession that has taken us away from many of the things that really matter in our lives, intellectually, spiritually, and with our family members and friends. And because of that, we have become, as a people, quite malleable in the hands of the global elite. I think this stuff is planned.
And you're absolutely right. And I'm guilty, too. I love the Yankees. I go to Fenway. I mean, I love the Red Sox, and I don't like the Yankees for some reason.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
But I go to Fenway once a year, and when I hang out with my friends, I talk NASCAR. I talk, you know, I keep up as much as I can. But, I mean, that's definitely not the least priority of my life. I can have a conversation about the San Antonio Spurs with you. I know they're in the chase. And everything, but, you know, I mean, I can't name every player on the team. And I like the San Antonio Spurs. I like the way they play the game, too. You know, they play basketball. I like the way how they play basketball. And, you know, I mean, I appreciate it, you know, but it doesn't – I'm not obsessed with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just – it's more
exactly.
People are obsessed with it. You know, they have to know what the – you know, if the Red Sox won last night or who – did Manny Ramirez make a home run or did Derek Jeter make the – you know, a great play? I mean, stuff like that. I'm not like that. But what I think a lot of people, what made it really catalyzing in my life is when I figured out what the Constitution was and when I started reading Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson and our founding forefathers and what it takes to be a sovereign person, you know, that's where it really came to my heart and my soul that, you know, when you're a sovereign, you have no, you have nobody over you. You are the ruler of your own world, and you're responsible for your own decisions, and you're self-governing. And you don't need government telling you what to do unless you damage somebody's property or injure somebody's person. Everything else is up to you to make your own decisions. And the problem with, I think a lot of this is, everybody depends on the government and to make decisions for them and to tell them how to live their life. And you can't speak bad about homosexuals. You can't speak bad about other things in life. And I think people should, learn to think for themselves. And I think that's a lot what's not going on here. The government wants to do the thinking for you. They want to put you in this little box, and that's it. And that's what I see what's coming here.
Well, no, I think there's no doubt about it, and I think it's deliberate. And when we consider the marriage of big government, globalist government, with multinational corporations, we run into the sort of thing that Franklin Sanders was talking about yesterday on this show, where it doesn't matter whether it's the slant they want us to have in the Middle East or it's the pharmaceutical company's take on health or it's genetically modified foods or whatever it happens to be, we are being spoon-fed and force-fed a lot of garbage that I think, to paraphrase what Franklin Sanders was talking about yesterday, involves, in his words, genocide, not simply physical genocide, but spiritual and moral genocide, as you look at the entire way in which this globalist, corporatist culture has destroyed the fabric of our society. And again, getting back to your original thesis, Jeff, which I think is entirely, entirely appropriate here, in order to do that, you've got to make people malleable. You've got to make them passive. You've got to keep them from thinking. And to the extent that any of us get off of that merry-go-round and do what you've been doing in regard to what you read, what you think about, reorienting your priorities, that suddenly becomes a methodology that these guys don't like, because then we are able to better analyze what it is that's happening and who it is that's behind it. And that's not what they want, clearly.
Know what? It's very effective with my friends and my family. When a conversation, when there's one question I ask people, and this very much tells a person who they are. And you get, when I ask like them, I said, "What cause in this world would you die for? What would you die for? What do you have faith in that you're willing to put your life on the line for?" And they're taken aback, like, "Wow, I never put some." I go, "There's got to be one thing that you would put your life on the line for." I go, "Be it your family, your friends, be it anything. Would you stand in front of a bullet for what you believe in? For your freedom. Give me liberty or give me death. Would you stand in a line of a bullet for your friends and family, so you know that your children would be free?" And, people don't, and then it gets them thinking, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be said and needs to be done in that aspect, where nobody stands up for what they believe in anymore. And that's sad.
It's entirely sad. And I think a real great example of this is what's going on in the Middle East right now. To me, when I look at the Islamic world, and, of course, as an Orthodox Christian, I am not an Islamic person theologically. But as I watch this whole thing unfolding in this conflict that's going on in the Middle East right now, whether one likes Islam or doesn't like Islam theologically is irrelevant to the fact that it is a belief system, both its Sunni and Shiite versions, that gives people an ideological context that's deeper than mere consumerism. You have to say that about it. And as I look at the American situation, the American experience in my lifetime, I see some of the fundamental ideological commitments of our people, whether it be to American history and American constitutionalism specifically, or biblical theism and Christianity specifically, whatever. Those things seem to be on the wane. And more folks in our culture are caught up in this globally manipulated mentality that simply involves consumerism and passivity and doing those things that produce some type of immediate gratification that have absolutely no intellectual or moral or spiritual depth whatsoever. And when you're looking at an entire culture that has that kind of cancer going on within it, it's a culture, it seems to me, and a society that's ultimately going to be unsustainable. Because when you go back to the core question that you've asked some of these people, would you be willing to die for this? Would you be willing to put yourself on the line for this? They kind of look at you like they don't know, what you're talking about. In other words, well, gee, there's nothing really, worth dying for. That would seem to be the implication behind something like that. And it reminds me of something that Francis Schaeffer said quite a number of years ago in his book, How Shall We Then Live? He said that he had come to the conclusion that between communism and corporate state capitalism, there really wasn't much difference, and about the only difference was as follows, something to the effect that in communism and Marxism, matter is all that there is, physical matter. Physical matter is all that there is. In Western state capitalism, physical matter is all that matters. And, you know, as you think about that for a minute, it really seems to be the case that that's true. In the communist metaphysical realm, the idea is there that there is no divine creator and that this world is all that there is and that we have to be constantly at work to create some form of collective utopia. On the other hand, in the Western world, while there may still be those who believe in God in some formal sense of the word as far as affirming his existence, as a culture, it seems to me that we are as godless as the godless communists that we always used to talk about during the Cold War. We may say, well, yeah, God exists, but is he a practical reality in our lives in terms of giving us a larger sense of metaphysical and moral and spiritual meaning? That's what I think is missing in our society, and that's why we've got so many kids that are involved in all of these terribly wasteful lifestyles that lead to absolutely no good thing, because they have been programmed this way by a multinational corporate culture that just sees them as individual consuming units in the larger system of the beast.
And they create the problem, and then they have the solution. Government's a solution to everything, like the global warming thing. It's in this state. They're passing laws right now to tax the people for global warming. And I approached, our pro tem, Peter Shumlin, up here about it. And I said, Senator Shumlin, when you first said our number one goal in the state of Vermont this year is to fight global warming, I knew it was going to be a tool to pick the pockets of the people of the state of Vermont. There's no other way around it, because how can you, if you had $1 billion, Peter, how would you stop global warming? It's a metaphorical term. You can't really stop it. You can't. And so they want to pass all these taxes and laws on the people to fight global warming. It's like fighting terrorism. You can't really stop it. You can't stop global warming. I mean, they're just using it as a tool to tax people and to steal the money from the people. And it's legalized extortion. I look at the people in Montpelier, probably in D.C. it's probably the same way, but they're mafia. That all they do is want your money. They don't really care about your rights. When's the last time they've ever passed law that protected you and anybody else? If they're protecting anybody, they're protecting homosexuals and transgender. There's a bill going through the Vermont right now that protects transgender. And so your kid, if he goes into the public schools, his second grade teacher can be one day a male dressed as a male suit tie, the next day be a female, and you can't. The school board or nothing can do anything about that. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's clearly a terrible situation, Jeff. And to me, when you look at what is going on, it would seem to me that that type of moral degeneracy, particularly when it's being publicly promoted by all of our basic institutions. I mean, we're talking about government, we're talking about media, we're talking about the state-run educational system. When all of them are singing off the same page in regard to the promotion of this general moral aura, one of the things, of course, that they achieve is the further development of what I think is a very narcissistic society. Everyone is oriented toward the self. We begin to worship the creation rather than the creator, to quote Romans chapter 1. And the next thing you know, you've got a society that is engaged in complete moral chaos, where the only common thread, the only common theme in the lives of such people in such a society is the almighty state, the central state, the globalist state, the corporate globalist entity, in effect becomes the 90-foot obelisk that Nebuchadnezzar erected in the plains of Dura in the book of Daniel. I mean, this is where I think we are.
And I think you're right. That's why my kids, they go to Catholic school and everything, but I mean, I couldn't imagine having my second grader go to class and his teacher be a boy one day, then the next day be a girl. I mean, how would you explain that to your children? I mean,
exactly.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, they shouldn't be exposed to that stuff, but it passed our house here, like 3-1. Our legislature is saying that's okay. It's diversity. It's not okay. I don't know. There's something in the drinking water up here. I just don't. I mean,
it's a sad state of affairs. And if you got time, hang on, Jeff. We'll come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Christopher Hunter will join me at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. Meantime, I'll take callers and do some chatting about some news stories. Back with Jeff of Vermont. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo.
We're back. This is Mark Dan Fox America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Christopher Hunter will be with me at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to talk about items of interest to us in today's historical, cultural, and spiritual milieu. Tomorrow, Eileen Fleming will be on from 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning. And then on Friday, Daniel New will join me for 2 hours from 7 to 9 a.m. to talk about the Michael New case. And Mark Glenn will then, of course, come on between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday to discuss all of the latest things going on in the international arena. Talking with Jeff this morning in Vermont, I just wanted to remind him and to remind all the listeners that these next few minutes tend to be a time of frequent commercial interruption. I wanted to take this opportunity to urge all of you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We cannot continue this good fight without you. We're all in this together. We need your help to the extent that you can possibly help us. So in terms of this pledge drive, there are three ways of doing it. You can contact us on the telephone at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can send something to us via snail mail at the Republic Broadcasting Network office, which you can find at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, we need your extent to the we need your help to the full extent of your resources and abilities. We know that this is a very, very important time in American history because we're talking about a situation where the tentacles of government, global government, and the tentacles of corporatism continue to destroy independent media outlets. They'll do it in any way that they can. And as we attempt to combat this both at the Republic Broadcasting Network and at the American Free Press, it is these types of entities that need your full support. And at RBN, we could use it at 1-800-724-2719, at www.republicbroadcasting.org, or at the RBN office at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Jeff, we're likely to be interrupted again one more time before we get to the top of the hour, but just in chatting with you, it seems to me that in regard to what kids are being exposed to today in schools, one can make an excellent case for the fact that schools today are by and large not designed to be places of learning as much as they're designed to be places of cultural assimilation into the culture of globalism.
It's disgusting, actually. I mean, it like in Vermont, they're trying to teach, they're talking about bullying and how wrong bullying, so they're going to pass a law against bullying in school. And I guess there's a lot, I don't know. I didn't know any homosexuals when I was growing up in school, but I apparently there's a big homosexual rising in Vermont or something. So
hold your thought, Jeff. We'll be back with you when we return. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with some of Jeff's observations, and then at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time, I'll have Father Christopher Hunter. Stay tuned.
A message for all.